This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari was among the first to cast a ballot in his hometown when polls opened Saturday for the country's delayed election. Just hours before voting began, explosions were heard in the northeastern Nigerian town of Maiduguri. The source of the blast was not immediately clear, but Boko Haram insurgents have repeatedly targeted Maiduguri. In a nationally televised address on Friday, President Buhari said security has been mobilized across the country. Reuters is reporting that Venezuelan troops shot dead at least two people and wounded several others on Friday near the Brazilian border in the first bloodshed linked to efforts to bring aid into the South American country against the orders of embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Jillian Kitchener reports.
The violence broke out when indigenous leaders say they tried to stop a military convoy heading toward the border because they thought the troops were attempting to block foreign aid on President Nicolas Maduro's orders. That's when Venezuelan troops opened fire to clear the way. And in another small town near the Brazilian border, troops fired tear gas at protesters, reportedly wounding at least five people. On Thursday, Maduro closed down Venezuela's southern border with Brazil.
The guards informed us that nothing can pass, not vehicles, nobody walking, nothing. So they're totally closing it, according to them, for security. But that's wrong because what other countries are doing is to help Venezuela.
Maduro, who denies there's a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, is also threatening to close the Colombian border.
That's Jillian Kitchener reporting. Word the special counsel Robert Mueller may wrap up his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and issue his final report in the coming weeks, says Washington On Edge. Speculation is rife over what Mueller will conclude. This is VOA News. President Trump explained how a revamped plan to pull U.S. troops out of Syria would work now that he's agreed to leave some troops there.
We can leave a small force along with others in the force, whether it's NATO troops or whoever it might be, so that it doesn't start up again. And I'm okay. It's a very small, tiny fraction of the people we have.
In December, Trump, anticipating the defeat of ISIS in Syria, made a surprise announcement that all U.S. forces, roughly 2,000, would be out of Syria by the end of April. In so doing, he confounded many of Americans' European allies and angered some of his own allies here in Washington. House Democrats will move quickly to challenge President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border in order to shift billions of dollars from defense to construction of a southern border wall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California told reporters that lawmakers will vote Tuesday on a resolution that would attempt to reverse the president's move. The speaker explains that the Constitution very specifically explains how Congress has this authority.
And the very first words at the end of the following the preamble are Article 1, the legislative branch, the first branch of government, the text of which spells out our responsibilities, one of them the power of the purse, which the president is trying to usurp.
In the meantime, barbed wire and concrete barriers were moved to a popular border crossing point between the Mexican city of Ciudad Juarez and the U.S. state of Texas. Eduardo Beristain is a U.S. citizen who lives in Mexico.
It looks a bit over the top. I don't think it's a necessary precaution that we need to take. Again, if anybody's going to cross over, they're going to do it through the rail. I don't think a lord of immigrants is going to come rushing through the actual bridge and get over into El Paso. So I don't think it's a necessary step that we need to take.
U.S. President Trump said this week 3,750 additional military troops would be sent to the border. And President Trump picks the ambassador to Canada for the UN post, AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
In a pair of tweets Friday night, President Donald Trump announced he has selected U.S. Ambassador to Canada Kelly Kraft to serve as the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. If confirmed, Kraft would succeed Nikki Haley. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert, who was Trump's first choice to replace Haley, withdrew from consideration last weekend. Trump was also considering U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell and former U.S. Senate candidate John James of Michigan. However, Trump has demoted the U.N. ambassadorship to sub-cabinet rank, and Grenell indicated he was not interested in a non-cabinet role. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.